Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, everybody. We are only two today. It's Mike and Oscar. We are here. We are queer. We are not going skiing. And there was some social media last night that I was interacting with about making some adjustments to the show. The show now is Mike and Oscar. Earlier today, this is going to come as a shock to a lot of people. I fired Rob. And people should know that it was a very, very difficult decision to fire Rob. No, I didn't fire Rob. I'm kidding. No, I did not fire Rob. No, I did not. Rob is at home right now, and I guess it would sound something like, well, Oscar, you do the Rob.
Well, I'm going to pull up some text from this morning. It'll be great, because around 6:30, you wake up early every morning, Mike, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've got a little boy
waking up. I'm up. I'm heading out to spin class, you know, to get sexy on that bike, and I get up, boop, boop, and I'm like, oh, group message. Yep. We've got a show meeting before the show, and Mike calls it, and we're like, oh, okay, I write back. He says, everything all right? You sick? Everything's fine. He says, we're good. We're just going to talk. And then I get from, this is what I hear in my head, and this is great about it, because I'm not expecting this, but I'm not shocked as well. So Mike and I are going back and forth about having the meeting. Rob, boop, boop, guys, whatever Robert had, Julia and I have it too. Puke City.
So he's barfing.
So he's barfing. And the weird part about that is yesterday, and this is where Heartless Santana comes into play. Rob came in before the show, and he's a true professional. And he says, Oscar, I'm going to tell you this, but, you know, I'm just letting you know. I hope we start the show early, because Robert's stomach is hurting and he may have to go to the hospital. He intimated to me that he was at the hospital, right?
Yes, this is yesterday.
Yesterday. So I said, oh, okay. My God, that's horrible. I get it. He goes,
and I knew the night before, yeah, because I actually texted Rob, and you know, because Carrie had gone on Facebook and mentioned that she was at the hospital. I said, is everything all right with Robert? And he said he's dehydrated and he was sick to his stomach. So it sounds to me now, as much as this sounds cold to say, that it's not as serious as they probably thought
it's
it was
a stomach,
with Robert.
It's stomach virus.
They've all got a stomach virus.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's going to, you know, and what he can't do is bring that to the show.
A couple things at play. Thank you for not coming in, Rob. I hope you're listening or watching live on Ustream from the toilet. As I sit here, I say, okay, should I touch these buttons or should I not touch these buttons? Pony hour going back and forth with Lysol. Should I wear gloves to run the board? What's going to happen, right?
That's true. See,
that's a beautiful part about you being in Florida.
Exactly.
Like, you're just like, hey, guys, right, we got to do a show.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're an incubator.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay. You got to come in. The other part about it is that when Rob's not here, we have to find a creative way, which won't happen in the future, but a creative way to do all the elements, because he has the Midas touch. He's got his machines and he plays elements, right?
He has the board op and what it is, all the sound effects,
yes,
the promos. He does all that. And because he likes convenience, he does it at his home. He doesn't do it at work, because then he wouldn't be able to go to Costco. And and the fact is, so we don't. And I, but here's the thing: I only asked for that a year ago. That he get in here and have everything, all the systems at the studio location where we do the program from. But I'm certainly not going to pick on a man when he's down. Right now, praying to the porcelain god, I'm simply going to say, Rob, get the stuff that's supposed to be in here and get it done like we asked a year ago.
So we had a good 20 minutes before the program, because the show must go on, making sure that we had at least the structural integrity of the show. So you will hear elements, you just won't hear them in the same way you hear them when Rob's here. But we'll work on that.
You're not going to tell. When they hear this, they're not going to be able to tell.
No, not at all.
Pony is magically going to, and Pony's another one that was going to do that with Rob. And how did that work out, Pony?
That was great.
How did that work out when I asked to have everything ready to go? What was it, maybe 4 or 5 months ago that we asked about this? Something like that?
Somewhere around there, Mike, but you know what? Everything's coming together now.
Lip service, thy name is Bloom. Everything's coming together. It's going to be A-okay. But here is the most important thing. This is the way I think about stuff. When I saw on social media that Rob's little guy was in the hospital, I freaked out. And I texted him. He said he's fine. They were doing some tests and stuff, but I think hopefully now they've confirmed that this is just a really virulent stomach flu.
Just a bug, hopefully.
You know, I normally don't like to call people when they're sick. I'm not going to call Rob, especially if he's got the pukies. That's not going to happen. But I hope that this is just a bug that is running through the family. And now it would seem to me that if Robert had it and now Julia has it and Rob has it, that A, it's a good thing because it'll run its course. And B, those spiewacks have to start doing better jobs of hand washing. They truly do. I think it's essential that they do that. You know.
Well, you know, they go to school, they come back, they bring things back, and everybody. I mean, that's just what happens when you have kids, I imagine.
Well, it's the same thing that happens when you wear the same pair of Birkenstocks every day without laundering, without running them through, you know, or just without socks. You know? So there's bacteria everywhere. You know, I mean, there's a story today I saw on the news about bacteria at the bottom. Technically, when you go to someone's home, you should take off your shoes. You should always take off your shoes because those are carriers.
Oh, you never know what's at the bottom of your $16.99 sneakers.
Carriers of horrible bacteria.
Poor Rob.
So we do wish him.
Yeah,
wish, yes.
Feel better,
buddy. I say
that
every day.
You know,
I look at Rob and I say, poor Rob. I do. Every single day. So feel better, Rob Spiewak. And on with the show. Pony, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Yep. Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
We have sort of a problem here. Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot, but it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo. Okay?
Yeah, no, I have the memo. I've got it. It's right.
Hello, Phil. What's happening?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios from sunny Southwest Florida, not so sunny today, in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device, The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. You have heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep. I will tell you something. My Sleep Number bed is so essential right now as my body continues to slowly fall into the abyss as the inflammation and degenerative spine that I have in my body continues to drive me to more physicians as I try to find the elusive fountain of youth. Thank God that I have a Sleep Number bed, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen, if you thought you could not afford a Sleep Number bed, let me ask you this. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep?
Great question.
Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carlos is a 65. You'll only find Sleep Numbers at a Sleep Number store. Come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number event where queen mattresses start at $599.99. Plus, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Again, that's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to smile and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Oscar Santana.
Yes.
Question for you right out of the gate.
Chaz?
You always talk to me about how I handle myself with social media. So last night, I skip over to the Stephen Douglas McIntyre page.
the Tier Boss fan club?
You know, Stephen Douglas McIntyre, a complex individual who runs our fan page, and I don't trust him as far as I can go. I believe there's something going on there. Worked for the guy playing cassettes for him when I was a club DJ years ago. I don't know what the deal is with that guy, but let me tell you, most of the stuff you get on the Mike O'Mara Show fan page is very, very positive, and it's a love fest, and it makes us feel good when we read it. But by and large, it's a fan page, which is a forum for fans to talk about the show. And if there's a gripe, technically, they put one of those up there, and I think you and Pony were handling that. Mm-hmm. And then there was something about the thread where because Rob and I were interrupting you, that the show has can sometimes be unlistenable.
Mm.
And I instead
tisk.
Of you would think with the thousands on a daily basis, thousands of kind things that are said to me and to you and to Rob, that I would look at that and go, oh, well, there's always one unhappy
person.
Can't
make everyone happy.
I don't do that. I linger
on it. Oh, did you stew?
I stewed on it.
Oh, man. Like a big cauldron sitting there.
I went back to it. I couldn't help myself.
Stirring.
You have always said to me, you can't do that. You just can't do that. But yet, we're a pretty small family.
It's a double-edged sword that way, though.
Yes, and here's what really hurt me, and I don't care if she knows this.
Oh, my God. Mm. Because, Mike, just for context, I saw that that thread early in the thread, and then I wrote what I wrote, which is like, I have fun doing the show. No,
you
think we all
always
have a good time.
Seem to have fun. There I am interrupting you again. You always seem...
it's fine.
You always seem to have fun with it. There's always that your tongue is firmly planted in your cheek when you get on. What is your mindset when you see? Because I have no idea what you're thinking.
When I see it, this is my mindset. Whether it's for this show or any show I work on, if you support the program, say your piece. If you buy the bonus show and you have a small critique, say your piece. As long as you continue buying the bonus show, that's the only way I look at it.
Down with that.
That's just the way I look at it. And there's only been one time where somebody was messing with our business and the way that we feed our families that I said, I can't just write a post and walk away. You're messing with how we feed our families. You're out of here. That's the only thing.
It can get personal.
Yes.
It can get, you can get
but
to a point where
Mike,
it gets a little too personal.
You set the table for the show on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You make sure that, and for years now, you have done that. So you, because of what you do and the name on the website and the name behind you, really look at this, not because I don't take it personal, but you set the table. So I look at it from a completely different perspective, right?
Yeah, as I probably did back when Don and I were doing a show.
Yeah.
I think I probably looked at it a little differently at the same time. This particular thread, though, let me give it to you. All right, there's this fella that, and I won't give you his name, Marcus Downey, and he writes, this is 24 hours ago.
Oh,
he writes,
I love this.
Longtime listener of the show, downloaded premium episodes and bought shirts. Seriously, for the love of God, will Mike and Rob please let Oscar finish a thought?
Mm. Boom, bam.
It's almost to the point of being unlistenable anymore. I'm fine with the critique. It just, the whole unlistenable thing.
Yeah, that's painful. I saw that and I said, well, maybe he's just having a bad day. Maybe someone stole his parking spot after he dug it out in the snow.
Well, you will know that I got on this thread and took the criticism and said, this is a positive, but there's one thing that I have not been able to
shake
all night. I slept fairly well, but I will tell you that in this thread, it's one thing to say certain things.
Can't wait to hear this.
The first like that was given to this particular, saying the show is almost to the point of being unlistenable, was written by our old friend and incredible loyalist, Barbara Bannon Moody.
Oh, no.
And that's what I have been unable to shake.
Barb
and I'm here
to Moody.
Say, Barb, was it because we didn't give you enough FaceTime at the Jimmy's party?
Well, when she's not throwing tater tots.
I know. There's a hostility in that woman. You know what I mean? There is.
So this
is
more of a passive-aggressive. I hung out with them. They talked about moving to Denver.
See, I did not.
I never listened to the show again.
I did a flyby when I walked in, and then that was it. And I know I have a memory of the fact that they left early. I know that they left early, and I'm thinking maybe if I'd given them a little more
Me time. When Fun Mike's around, by the end of the evening, are hanging out with the Moody's. This year, that did not happen at the Super Bowl party.
I said hello to the Moody's when I came in, but then kind of camped out and didn't do much more of that. So believe it or not, as much as that's how sensitive a flower I am
when it
comes to these threads, because you know what? It's one thing to read criticism, but then when
a friend,
when that criticism is liked by someone who I thought was a loyalist, but the fact is, it also tells me that, and by the way, Zoolander liked it also.
Oh, you know, God, my J.E. buddy?
I swear to God, your butt buddy liked it. Your butt buddy liked that, too. Zoolander, you can lick it, okay? You can
lick it. That's my accounting tutor.
He's putting your J.O.s together.
J.E.s. J.O.s, not J.O.s. J.E.s. Journal entries.
All right.
J.O.s. I got a lot of jokes yesterday about that. I understand where you come from, Mike, because I've been there. Where people have said hateful things about me personally on that forum, and there'll be times where I'm like, well, you know, that may be true sometimes. And then I'll look at the most of the hateful things are said that, like, I beat my girlfriend, and that's not true. So then I'm
you took a tremendous amount of heat. Most of it deserved.
Yeah, but I never beat her. And so when I go there.
Although we all thought you should have. I'm kidding.
I just shake the ass out of her like Chris Rock says. Because that's okay. That did not happen either. So I'll say that I see comments like that go down with things that didn't happen, when I see the likes, I look at the likes, I'm like, oh, I thought we were friends. You really think I'm that type of guy, you know? And it could come from, like, if for example, Tab Patterson liked it. I'd say, okay, he's a Rob Mobber. Like, he's not on my team, right?
Right.
But if a Cappy Pfeiffer liked it, then I'd say, I must have done something wrong.
Well, Cappy loves everybody. You should remember that.
Okay, I'll own
Cappy
that,
loves everybody. Yeah. He doesn't like people to fight. And, Cappy really is, you got to call her Saint Cappy.
That's true.
Because Cappy will support everybody with everything. But then if there's anybody being mean, Cappy will not like that. And if somebody calls us on it, she'll give that a
what
like.
About a Chan Richards, right? What if he does that?
Chan Richards, he's up in Alaska, and I'm not sure what's going on. And I'm glad you're referencing people that I actually know on these threads.
Yeah,
and,
so it's hurtful, and then you start questioning. But you didn't start questioning what we do. What we do is great.
And this is an opportunity, when we open the show with this, to let people on the fan page have their special moment.
Yeah.
Right now, there are a core group of people, over 1,000,
Spotlight.
Who are on this fan page, are loving every single minute of this. And let me just say, Mr. Brian Baruti, yes, you can thank Carla O'Meara for your unblocking by me. I don't know why I blocked you, but I know there was probably a good reason for it, and I want you, Mr. Man, to be on your very, very best behavior.
Wait, so she's a firewall now? If you write Carla and ask Carla to have Mike unblock them, that's
if
all you
Carla,
have to do?
If Carla really, really thinks you're a good egg.
Oh, my God. You got to sell Carla.
She will give you a reprieve. No, that's happened once. It happened last night.
But people need to know the route.
Well, Carla lives on
Facebook.
People
write me all the time and say, hey, can you ask Mike to unblock me? And I write back. I said, Mike has probably blocked me in the past. Who knows?
Yes.
You got to live with it, man. We're all adults. It's just Facebook.
But you know what? I believe that once somebody's been incarcerated, that if they've been rehabilitated, they can come back. And they can
how do they sell her, though? This is fascinating. How do they sell her? Because I figured you'd be the type of guy that would say, look, look, babe, that's your life. This is my business. You stay in the kitchen and take care of Michael, and I'll take care of what I need to take care of on my pages, right?
Well, here's the threat. First of all, let me give you what I said to this gentleman.
Oh, I apologize.
The criticism. I rarely respond to these type of threads, but I think there is truth to what Marcus says.
That's a lie, by the way. That's a lie. All that guy does is respond to threats.
Not just letting Oscar finish, but a bit of a dial back on the pace in general. I think when the three of us are in here and we're going a mile a minute, I see a point.
Yeah.
We kind of stumble on each other a little bit. Not easy to do, I said, but worthy of an adjustment. We're always trying to improve all elements of the show, and the on-air presentation is always evaluated and never above critique. With that said, I prefer The Rob and Joe Show.
Oh, my God.
That was my little joke.
Oh, I said, well,
that
clearly.
Was my, little joke. So then this guy, Brian Baruti, who's on this thread.
Baruti.
You know, he makes it all about him. And I guess he's responding to another guy. Says,
by the way, this is Brian Baruti's Christmas.
Yes.
Because he hasn't had this much action,
right?
Not just online, but in real life, in decades.
Right. He says, can you fill me in? I am on Mike's block list, unwarranted. Now, see, that's when he did. Brian, let me explain something, okay? That little parentheses, unwarranted, Carla had to extra sell me on unblocking you because you were a douche by putting that because you once again were saying unwarranted. I have never blocked anyone where it was not warranted. Yeah. So, see, there's no remorse there, but Carla still said, no, he's a good guy. He's very supportive of the show.
And for context,
so
if you're the one person that's new to the show, for context.
I love talking about
this. The list of blocked individuals on Mike's page is the same list, that graphic that they show on the nightly news of people without health care. The list that Mike has of blocked individuals is longer than that list.
She said to me last night, I said, how do I, because I haven't done it, I said, how do I unblock somebody?
Well, how would you know? You don't go that way. It's a one way speak.
I had no idea how to do it. And so I go in there and I said, she said, just find him on your list. I said, come here. Look at this list.
Do you know how famous I am, Carla?
I said, look at this list.
I've blocked thousands of people, and I'm still at the max.
So I didn't do it. I did do it. I
you found him?
The guy, and I found him, and Carla was on the thread and said, you're welcome, Brian Baruti. So anyway, he's done. And then he writes, a friend request from Mike O'Mara. I hardly know what to say. Carla was certainly ambassador that made this happen.
Yeah. Well, now you know how to get back the rest of you animals.
No, the thing is that Carla did this might be a one-time deal. I don't think that if you start
when does the consulate close?
No, I'm not going to do it anymore. But I think
it's like, you know what it is, Pony, if you don't mind, Mike? It's like when people started realizing that they could travel to Cuba. That's what's going to happen, Mike.
Yeah, it's like amnesty.
When the president said, "Okay, we're open dialogue.
Right.
These are the restrictions you have for traveling."
Exactly.
And now Conan's doing a show from there in 2 weeks. That's what just happened. Mm-hmm. You don't realize what just happened, and poor Carla. She's going to have to field all these appeals.
Well, if she wants to be the Mother Teresa of the show, she's going to have to deal with that, and that's fine. But the fact is, I mean this, and you know this, and we were talking about it before. We do value constructive stuff and little things. You know, obviously, the only time I take issue with it is when it's a when it's transparently a troll or when it is offered in a way that is incredibly personal.
Yeah.
And that's usually, I think all of us have become literate on Facebook. And you can tell the people, you know, a lot of times somebody doesn't have any kind of profile and they're there just dropping a bomb and saying something that they want to say. But really, when people do that, I think you always need to make tweaks and adjustments, and you always try to get better. It doesn't matter what you do, you always have to be improving. And if you're not trying to improve, then you're just getting
you don't evolve. Yeah,
we care about
going to evolve. Now
Pony,
the helpers out there, you helpers, don't help so much that you stop helping, because that can easily happen. Like if you say, hey, guys, I see that you haven't updated your FAQs, which is, you know, the facts for the bonus show. That's something we're working on. Love your feedback on that. That's great. Hey, guys, it sounds like you all took acid and do a show every day. It's getting a little crazy. I'll take that. Maybe. I'm enjoying myself. But you know what? We're open to some sort of dialogue.
I'm curious about the technical aspect of things, though.
What
I'm,
do you mean?
I'm very well. Like when
you want to help
that,
now,
the,
talk
the,
to me.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I read it, and that's when I become aware of something like the FAQs, which is also there. This is regarding our new app, correct?
No, this is for the bonus shows. This is, Mike, if you really read, it's it says. That's the truth, people. This is what's great about it. He cares when he wants to care. Now, they just want a little more of an explanation of once you get your bonus show, how do you go ahead about getting your password to the app, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is fair, and we're working on that.
Hey, Oscar, you know what I just saw on the fan page?
Yes.
I'm sitting on it right now. Keith Monson put up there, and this is an hour ago, could this be Oscar's famed naked guy? And there's video, a 2-minute, 4-second video of Naked Man's Arrest goes viral. There's a viral video.
There's nothing like going to your Facebook page for a naked man, Mike.
Yeah, so the fact that I want you to, you have to confirm whether this is the guy. He said, it's a 4-second video of his arrest with inaudible sound, shows the man standing still with his bare feet in snow on the sidewalk as 4 police officers walk around and survive him. It's and surround him. It's actually on the
fan
page.
The guy. That's my boy. Yeah. That's my boy, Blue.
No way.
Hand to God. Yes, it's WUSA9. That's the gentleman that look. If they had to blur it out, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't packing, as you see, the blur isn't all the way down to his knees.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman, if you recall, I was walking across the street from CVS here, and we're in the heart of DC. And I'm walking up, and I thought a guy was walking into Starbucks, but no, he was just walking down the street completely naked. And no one believed me. He's there. They caught him, finally.
And
he must have made it far, because I don't know where they are in this block. I can't recognize the picture.
The picture I'm looking at is three officers that are just standing around the guy. So I guess they did arrest him. So that's the guy. That is the guy that you saw.
And God bless that guy, because honestly, he wasn't hurting anybody. He didn't look like he was foaming from the mouth. He just looked like he was a little confused. And he might have just arrived Dallas a couple days ago.
Should have invited him
very,
out to the
very
studio.
Foreign.
All right,
very
cue the music, Pony. We're going to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more fun and more thrills. We're going to pick Oscar's brain about his wonderful educational opportunities. From J.E.'s to J.O.'s to study groups to master's, philosophy, whatever. Anyway, we'll come back and do that right here. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of our program is brought to you by Harry's. Why does shaving cost so much? Don't you hate shelling out big bucks for lousy razors that cut your face to ribbons? Well, here's your solution. Here's Harry's. Harry's puts nearly a century of shaving experience into every blade from their German factory, and that means a superior shave every single time. By cutting out the middleman, they can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. Just for our listeners, you can get $5 off your first purchase with our code TMOS. That means the starter set is only $10. You get the razor, 3 blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all shipped straight to your door with free shipping. And as always, your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. That's right, with the code TMOS, you can get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's HARRYS.com, and the TMOS code at checkout, and change the way you shave forever.
Oh,
welcome back
yeah.
to the show. Whoa, whoa. Well, I'm doing it again today. Now, medical update.
Yay!
You know that I like to get out there and play golf.
You love your doctors, Mike.
I love my docs. I'm not going to see a doc today. I'm just going to go and get a little procedure done today.
Ooh.
And one of my many, many enemies that I'll be getting today.
Oh,
yes.
What type of procedure?
All right, so I go to the hip doctor. You guys were joking about the fact that I moved to Florida and I get a new hip. Well, the second doctor now has looked at it and said, no, I see a little arthritis in the joint, which is normal for somebody of your age.
Yeah.
However, you do not strike me as a candidate for a hip replacement.
Mm.
I'm saying, well, that's very strange, because when I'm playing golf now, it is as though if I turn a certain way, someone is jamming a knitting needle the groin.
I said,
now, this all started where I went to a chiropractor. The chiropractor said, that's not your back, that's your hip. And oh, he said it's not your groin, it's your hip.
Yes.
So he sent me to the hip guy, the first hip guy.
Yeah.
The hip guy sent me to a pain guy.
Mm.
The pain guy injected me with a cortisone shot into the hip joint, which did bupkis.
No.
And then after I was injected with the cortisone shot, he sold me on this kind of carny thing called plasma platelet. You've all heard this if you've listened to me on the show, where you were supposed to get cartilage regenerated and stuff like that, and that was supposed to happen.
Saw that in an X-Men movie as well.
Well, and it never worked, and then I went to Maine, and I'm gimping around. Flash forward, come back down here to Florida. The one thing that the pain guy tells me is he said, get into the pool, take a little styrofoam noodle, and hang off of the noodle in the deep end of the pool.
Oh, yeah, your traction.
I'm giving the full recap here so I can tell you where I am. And I did that, and suddenly the back felt better. And I said, I'll get back out on the golf course. So once again, I rediscovered the great game of golf. I talked about that again. But the little groin where the knitting needle and you're jamming the knitting needle right next to the bag, that is continuing to hurt and hurt and hurt and get worse and worse and worse.
Ooh.
Flash forward, I talked to one of the guys. Said, well, you need a hip is what it is. You need a hip. And he said, I've got a great guy that's a terrific
got
doctor.
Got a great hip guy.
Got a great hip guy. That's what they say down here. You know, they always say, oh, by the way, save some for that. I got a great hip guy. He's going to take care of you 100%. So I decide to consult with all my senior citizens who all have new hips down there. He said, his name is Dr. Hip. And Dr. Hip decides to see me, and so I see Dr. Hip last week.
Okay.
I walk into Dr. Hip's office.
Early
That's where
morning,
I
remember that.
Remember
yes.
the hotties?
Yeah,
they had all
yeah.
the hotties that were there in his little office. It's like,
hi, Dr. Hip. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
The doctor's right in. He's wonderful.
Thank you. All right.
Love you on the radio.
No, that doesn't happen anymore. That used to happen up in Northern Virginia. I'm somewhat of a famous radio personality. Thank you so very much. So I'm at the hip guy. He takes a look at an X-ray that they take right on site, and he comes in, and that's when he says, no, I really don't think that this is your hip. I think this is your back.
Mm.
And he says, I'm going to send you to the MRI guy or the MRI lady, and that's where I am now. And that's where I'm going today, where you can go into the little tube, which is great for fat people, while the machine goes, da, 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 da.
Don't they have open MRIs now?
They do, but I'm not I'm not so pussified that I'm going to say,
okay.
I don't want to be claustrophobic.
That's fair.
And the fact is, because it's my hip, they'll only shove my ass in there, and they won't shove the rest of my body in there.
And so if you look at your spine, I think you talked about this last week.
Yes.
Your L2 and L3 are, if you're going to put it in McDonald's terms, they're McDoubles, but then you've got your L5, which is like a regular cheeseburger, correct?
The L5 is a cheeseburger without any meat in it. It's just got the two buns pressing together and causing excruciatingly pain. But the thing that they have told me is there are so many nerve endings down in that part of your spine that it can, it just seems a shock to me that that would reach all the way around to the front and cause me pain there. But the nerve endings are like little tentacles that reach out. And all I'm trying to do, Oscar,
is
I am trying to get back into the game.
Yeah. Look, I said you're doing the there are a handful of shows on the Discovery Channel and Destination America where they go out and they restore these classic cars, right? They go out of their way to do it. This is just another part of your restoration. I've always said that. I told Shannon, I said, right after you got out of the hospital for your gut, I said, well, this is just another part of his restoration.
This is one of those times in the show where Oscar's, pretending that he's being nice when, in fact, he's comparing me to an Edsel.
Yeah, but eventually that Edsel gets a Pebble Beach, and it gets auctioned off for millions of dollars.
I'm Oscar Santana. Yeah. Right now, Mike, you're in a garage covered with 6 inches of dust, and
you got
your axles
tinkering.
are completely rusted out. But I don't know. I'm holding out hope because anybody that's had back problems knows.
We got to get a spare Mike to get parts off of him. And put him into the new mic.
On the right side of my body right now, if there was bionic technology where I could actually... Oh, shut up, guy. Anyway, if they could chop off everything, you know, the leg and put the new leg on and do all that,
You're doing everything you can, and I think you're doing it at the right time. I'll give you an example. Even at a younger age, 36, right? You, and I just saw this on CNN, and it was running this past weekend and the weekend before. It's called body hacking, where younger men and my age and younger, and Pony, if you don't mind getting me a glass of water, for some reason, I'm getting a little dry mouth.
Well, but Oscar's got a little something-something. I'm still battling a little something-something, and the difference is when we have a little something-something, we show up for work. Hi, Rob.
So body hacking is based, people are finding ways to really maximize their, and brain hacking, really maximize what their body can take and what their mind can take to get as much output as possible, right?
Yeah.
And one of those things is some people, and it happens in med school, my sister used to talk about it all the time. Have you ever heard of getting a B12 shot on a monthly basis?
I've heard that B12 shots can be beneficial.
Yeah, right.
But, I'm not sure whether that would be a cure-all for me. But, B12 shots supposed to give you more energy,
right?
Like, less inflammation,
yes,
and that kind of stuff.
So
I love seeing Pony give you a
thank
glass
you, Pony,
of water.
Appreciate that. Pat, for 2 seconds.
I have not really explored that, but I'm open to things. I'm the guy that let the doctor inject me with my own blood, and I bought that whole carny routine, and that didn't work out for me.
Platelets, Mike, platelets.
Platelet-rich therapy.
There's a guy I know, and you know him as well, that was kind of run down because he started a new graduate program, and you haven't seen him in a while, but there's a guy. Yeah, his first name's Schmosker. He's a good guy. He's just got a lot on his plate. He told me he was getting a run down, and he has a very foreign mom. Like, I have a foreign mom.
Yes.
And
what happened to him?
His foreign mom said, well, I think I can give you a B12 shot. And I said, the gentleman said, hey, foreign mom, how do you know how to inject B12 shots? And she says, I've been doing it for years. And I said,
your mother has been, I'm sorry, Schmosker's mother has been injecting, she's been injecting herself with B12?
I don't know the details, Mike, because I don't know Schmosker's mom that well.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
This woman is an enigma. I cannot believe this.
Apparently, she was a nurse at the motherland. She was a nurse of sorts at the motherland, so she knows how to do it.
Like an educate with a degree?
It's wishy-washy down there. Her husband was a doctor. She helped at the clinic, the free clinic, once in a while. Then you really can't get sued if it's free, right, Mike? You know what I'm
saying? So wait a minute. Did your mother bring up the... I'm sorry. Let's stop this. Pull back the curtain.
Well, Schmosker's mom.
Schmosker's mom suggested the B12 shot?
Yes. And
that she would administer?
So Schmosker said he went over there this past Sunday, and he pulled down his drawers because he put it in the buttocks. So that's where the injection goes. Well, unless my mom's
hold on.
Really
I have
pervy.
To ask about Schmosker's mother, yes, please. Yes. Schmosker's mother has liquid B12 at the house. Is that because Schmosker's mother, the doctor, father, the doctor, has this lying around the house?
Don't know the particulars, Mike, and I couldn't tell you the details because I don't ask questions when things are a little hinky. I don't want to know.
Unbelievable.
So,
I can't believe this.
So Schmosker said he went over there on a Sunday afternoon after a rough day at school. And and she said in a foreign way, Schmosker, I'll give you this shot. And then Schmosker said, I got nothing else, lady. I'll do it. So he went upstairs to his mom's bed, and he pulled on his pants. Enough for a cheek to show.
Oh, my God.
And Schmosker's mom injected him with B12. And Schmosker feels like $1 million.
How long did it take for Schmosker to feel better after the B12 shot?
About 24 hours.
And you really felt, and he really felt, I hate doing this. He really felt... You really feel the difference?
He really feels the difference, let me tell you.
He still keeps up there. He did.
And let me,
Will Schmosker's mother provide him with more of these, Bolivian B12 shots?
It's all about supply and demand, Mike. I don't know where Schmosker's mother's supply comes from, but if there's more, he'd go back, let me tell you.
Wow. I mean, is that so?
And
you
I'm
believe?
36. I mean, Schmosker's 36.
You feel that this is a difference maker?
Like I said, my sister had told me, and I don't know what Schmosker's, family's like, I called my sister. I said, hey, Schmosker's mom just did this. Like, what are the odds something goes haywire? And she says, hi. But apparently, if she was a nurse, then you should be okay. But she said that she had a lot of
her reaction?
She said that when she was in med school, that she had a lot of her the students in her class, they were doing this all the time.
Because you're specifically for energy, correct?
This I don't, mm-hmm. Mike. I don't know enough, but I know that the Schmosker was drained enough to say something's got to give.
All right, hold on a second.
That's what B12 does.
It does?
Yeah, it's how your body produces energy, or it helps in producing energy.
Well, then what happened to you if you know all about it? Jesus Christ,
hey, I didn't say I'd take it. I just know about it.
I'll say that
I've taken the pill form. I've done that.
Yeah, but you get the juice, Mike. You get the juice. Mm-hmm. It goes right there.
All right, I'm looking it up right now. All right. Side effects. There we go.
Oh, great.
Hold on just a second. No, this is, I like WebMD.
Schmosker's mom is no longer in the country.
Yeah, this could be, she could be in trouble.
Come try and find her.
She could be deported.
She's a citizen. You jerk. So I've heard.
Vitamin B12 is a vitamin. It can be found in foods such as meat, fish, and dairy products. It can also be made in a laboratory.
Mike, do you mind if we go to break and come back with the conclusion of this?
Yes,
I want the details.
I will do some research. We'll take a break and come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. Always something on this damn program. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. We love Cameron Hughes Wine, everybody. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that have a little extra supply. Then they buy the extra and they sell these exceptional wines at great everyday prices. We're talking $100 bottles of wine for $15 to $20. Let me tell you something. Here at the O'Meara household, the wine drinkers are coming from up north. Yes, we'll be having a parade of winos coming through our doors.
They're migrating.
Yes, they're migrating down here away from the cold to the prime wine drinking weather, where they can sit outside and drink wine until the cows come home.
Nice.
And I bought myself one of those $15 bottles of wine, a beautiful Cabernet from Cameron Hughes, and we're going to enjoy it for a good long time. Maybe in our house, a good 2 days or so. 12 bottles of wine. Cameron Hughes only buys wine from the best vineyards, so if it's on chwine.com, you already know it's fantastic. Here's the only way to get free shipping on your wine order. Visit chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, and enter TMOS. You can save a ton of money on shipping and get fantastic wine delivered right to your door. Boom, bam. That's chwine.com. Click the microphone and enter TMOS for free shipping. chwine.com. Don't wait. This offer will not last. We are talking with Oscar Santana and his brother Schmosker.
No, his friend.
Oh, his friend, his yes, close friend. And suddenly the subject of wellness and health, which we talk about a lot on this show, came up. And Oscar was talking about B12 shots that were administered to his friend Schmosker, his very good friend Schmosker, by his friend's mother, Mama Schmosker. And I'm reading up on whether it works. How does it work? Vitamin B12 is required for the proper function and development of the brain, mm-hmm. nerves, blood cells, and many other parts of the body. Vitamin B12 is applied to the skin or alone in combination with avocado oil for psoriasis and eczema.
It wasn't making a salad.
It is frequently used in combination with other B vitamins in various vitamin B complex products, like I think supplements you would eat. You can eat. Some people use vitamin B12 for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease.
So
it's used for that sometimes. It's also used for ringing in the ears. And by the way, I'll hit a dinger for every one of those that I suffer from. Let me see. It is also used for ringing in the ears, preventing eye disease, age-related macular degeneration, Lyme disease, gum disease, bleeding liver, kidney disease, and protection against poisons and allergens in tobacco smoke. Oh, by the way, comment here. It's been so long since I was a regular smoker.
Yes.
I think I cheated at Jimmy's and might have had two, and the second one I threw away.
Chronicle.
Grossed me out. Carla is a reform smoker. I am a reform smoker. We are so sensitive to it now that down here, when we're in back of a Florida man who is driving in his pickup truck mm-hmm. and has the window open, we will smell his cigarette
smoke. That's what
even
happens.
Even if he's two or three cars in front of us. And I thought that was, you know, a fine little health fact.
What happens.
There on top of
yeah.
Vitamin B12 is used for treating and preventing vitamin B12 deficiency, a condition in which B12 levels in the blood are too low.
Yeah.
It is also used to treat pernicious anemia. That's a serious type of anemia. But that's it. I'm trying to see if there are any
Well, I guess what
here.
We've learned from Schmosker's story, Mike, is
yes.
that Schmosker was so beat down by his workload that he was willing to take an injection from his foreign mother to his you know, ass cheek. There's no other way to say it. His tuchus, where he said, well, what could possibly go wrong? I'm pretty beat down as he was pretty beat down as it was. This could only help, I imagine. That's about it, right?
Well, then it's in fairness to him. I know you don't care about this, but I think in fairness to your friend Schmosker, perhaps we should share some of the side effects. Are you ready for this?
Oh no!
Yes.
Vitamin B12 is likely safe for most people when taken by mouth.
Oh.
Applied to the skin, taken through the nose. Oh, here it is. Or administered as a shot. So I thought you were going to be in trouble.
Oh, nice.
Stop the scary music. Mild itching has been reported in one person who used a specific avocado oil. Plus, you're growing a beard, so that's what it is. Special precautions and warning. Is your friend Schmosker, by any chance, is he breastfeeding? I'm just curious about that.
Not that I know of, Mike.
Vitamin B12 is likely safe for pregnant or breastfeeding women when taken by mouth in the amounts recommended. The recommended amount for pregnant women is 2.6 mcg per day. Do you know what, Pony? Do you know what mcg is?
I have no idea.
Thank you. Breastfeeding milligrams? Women should, I don't know.
Medical milligrams?
I thought it was mg.
I think it's megcilograms. If it's 2.6 megcilograms. Breastfeeding women should take no more than 2.8 mcgs per day. Don't take larger amounts. The larger amounts is unknown.
Save some for dad now.
Hey, how you doing, Nathaniel? Notice you got that big old syringe. Daddy's gonna drop his pants to his knees. Want you to shove that big syringe needle right in my poop.
Well, Schmosker's injected his mother with B12 before. Schmosker's done it.
Hold on a second. Oh, wow.
I know. I mean, that wasn't a big deal.
Oh, that's hold on. That's that goes into the land of creepy.
Yeah, where does
you
she
have
take
injected
it?
Right
your
in
mother?
The tuchus.
You have?
Yeah.
What? No,
well, I have.
How long has this been? What?
I have. I definitely have. I've done it.
You've injected your mother with B12.
Yeah.
Are you pulling the curtain? Now that we've entered the land of Oedipus,
okay, maybe it was me. Yeah, yeah. She was topless. Okay, I can't lie about it.
Oh God, that is so bad.
D-O-P-L-E-S-S, topless.
So horrible. Oh, God.
No, she wasn't topless. She had her nightgown on.
So I'm glad. Oh, God. You have really injected your mother with B12?
Just once, because it was in a pinch where I guess my father wasn't around. My sister wasn't around. She said it was easy. It was pretty easy.
Oh, my God.
Tell you that. No. But I never partook. I never got high on my own supply, Mike, until this past Sunday.
Wow,
I don't consider it being high. I just figured.
So your family are big advocates of it. How about your dad? Have you ever injected your father?
No. We don't.
From Argentina.
We don't play that way.
Tangoing for the entire night. I need that, please.
My dad doesn't even like long hugs. So.
I am on the page here that says side effects, and it does not seem to be.
I don't think it's certainly okay to be doing this in your home, right? I get that. I'll say when I heard that medical students do this on a regular basis, and I saw on the CNN story that there are certain drugs because people are hacking their brain to get more output out of it.
Right.
And yes, hypothetically, I don't know if this is one of those drugs, but the drugs on the CNN story said they could shave 5 years off of your life. They said that the individuals, at least, and this was based in Silicon Valley, they were willing to hack and use these performance enhancing drugs, not steroids, but for your mind, to get as much output while they could work, while they were working, in order to do so before they lost the opportunity to really seize the moment of whatever they were working on.
Well, I think
on.
This is better than that 5-hour energy you suck on all the time,
right?
Which I think can really kill you. Are you backing off that a little bit? Because I think that's the stuff
bad for off. I'm off the 5.
Didn't that put a hole
I'm
in
on
your
the
stomach,
B.
too?
Didn't it did. Didn't help at
so
all.
So B12, you got one last week?
the idea is to get them monthly, but I need to do a little more research. I just was, you know, I was hard up, Mike. I was willing to do anything. I said, just give it to me, lady. Give it to me.
So when the lady gets it, not to ask all the real details here, does she keep it in the pantry? Where does,
well, what do you mean?
Where does she keep it next to the cooler?
Oh, her stash?
I mean, I'm just kind of curious.
I don't know. My mom's got rheumatoid arthritis,
right?
And she's been suffering that for decades. So right. If you walked into our pantry, the right side is the Goya aisle, and then where everything's just foreign. If you look at the front, let's say the pantry's, you know, right, left, and what's in front of you. If you just walk in, and what's in front of you is usually a hodgepodge of Ritz crackers and Special K, right?
Speaking of saving room for Dad, now does Dad perhaps make some of this stuff available?
I don't know, but if you look to the left, it's a mini Walgreens.
Jesus Christ.
So there's so many medications to the left that I always expect a car to honk the horn because they're ready for the next prescription.
There are medications, and then there are medications.
Yes.
I would say in order to inject B12, you would probably have to have
connections to
the medical community.
I don't know if she gets it at the Giant Pharmacy or she picks it up, you know, on a certain, with your quote unquote connections. I don't know where they get it. I just know that this is the first I've ever partaken. And I got to tell you, there's a reason why my mom runs up and down the stairs at 65. And I have felt that. I felt healthier. I have felt like I've had more energy, especially for the amount of reading that goes down.
Well, statistically, I will tell you this. My theory here is that as an observant of observing everybody here in Cocoonville, I will say that the reason women are running around and the men are not is because the women live longer and are just overall they don't fail as quickly as the men. And it's sad because it's a reality that you see down here that women in general do better. They do better. They mature faster when they're little kids, but they also, women seem to, you know, live longer.
Well,
than
they
men
probably
do.
Didn't have to work as hard as we had to, Mike. That's what
it's
I would say.
It's the pressure. That's exactly what it is. It's the pressure. And if we all had a B12 shot, we would be so much better.
They never had to walk in an office and say, what's the ratings book for this quarter?
Yeah, it's like, you would actually, if you had a little chart for radio personalities, it's like, guys, you know that incredible stress that we used to put you under four times a year where you were measured and you would basically be in danger of losing your job if four times a year your ratings were. We've decided that incredible age-reducing stress that we put you under, that'll take your life slowly, we're going to do it once a week now. We're
going to
call
it PPM,
and we're going to do it. I remember that. I remember saying, do you remember when we all were sitting in the room at WJFK,
they brought
in the expert on PPM, and I was sitting there going, our lives were stressful before this, based on backstabbing and not knowing what management was going to do. They enter in. Now, this is nothing, I suppose, that TV people haven't gone through.
No, because they
have the overnight Nielsens, right? So they would see how they're performing. And when you're in the business of show, when you've got, say, a 50 Shades of Grey, you're immediately on Monday. Your movie is released on the weekend. And
you know by Saturday night, actually.
You know by Saturday night whether you're screwed or not.
Yeah.
And with podcasts, to be perfectly honest with you, we're also measured.
Yeah.
And, you know, Marcus Downey, based on your comment on the fan page, you've done serious damage to our podcast. No, that's not true, but the stress is right.
It was taken for four times a year. I remember when we sit down and look at these ratings books. That really mattered and dictated what your next 3 months was going to be like at the radio station to a weekly basis.
Yeah, and it was so such an incredible drag because what we realized, and I don't know because I don't watch radio markets as much as I used to. The only one I really still pay attention to is the DC market because that's the one that I know. But the ratings, since this new system has been implemented, they don't. They're not wild differentiations, right? Like there used to be. You'd have a rating system when it used to be the old diary way where people would fill out diaries where you would have, you know, somebody might have an incredible summer because the diaries went out to a pocket of your listeners.
Yes.
Or you would have your radio station would just perform amazingly well because it was a certain time of year where something had happened and the stars were aligned right and you would see. You don't see that anymore.
I think it's harder to have that happen from what I've heard from the people that still work in the industry. That it takes more time for that this dramatic shift to occur because of the way that they're measured. And and the days of going from number 10 to number 1, I think, do not exist anymore.
Which just really kind of takes a little of the fun out of it. Because,
right?
You know, that's what, you know, especially for underperforming radio stations,
yes,
where you'd sit there and gather around the computer once every, you know, quarter and say, oh, maybe we'll get lucky this
right?
time.
Right? It was the magic eight ball.
I remember when Don and I were getting great ratings, and I think it was Paul Harris who was doing a radio station, WCXR, and they had one of those incredible ratings books where they bested everybody, and they bragged about it. And we never let them live it down because they were never able to do it again. And we rubbed their faces in it for a very, very long time.
Even as Don and Mike, I remember this because I was listening. I think we might have been at the same station, but I was listening.
Such a big deal. The ratings every time, four times a year, it was such a big deal.
But when you guys would go through your ratings, there was one ratings book where you were number 14 or number, and you had a party or number 12, which what part at your place?
We gave out pins. We gave out pins saying we're number 14.
You went from number 1 to number 14, but you knew you were number 1 because you were number 1 the next book.
Well, it was said, but you never knew with that system. It was luck of the draw, and it added an element of chance. And being the gambler that I am, I certainly enjoy the potential of having a little chance thrown into it. And then we get this this kind of robot system where if you happen to, I always thought if you have these little machines that are in the right places, like, you know, they help a guy like Lou Katz because they're on in the subway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just, I've watched it.
It wasn't necessarily fair.
You watch it closer than I do, but I mean, hasn't it kind of, ever since we've left, I mean, it's kind of just stayed the same, right?
The top three have stayed the same.
And then Christmas comes, and the station that plays Christmas music has a great bump, and that's about it.
What
right?
I would like to see, and this is before even business school, what I would like to see is the amount of the return on investment that any big advertiser gets from now advertising on these top stations that are basically background music.
Right.
To advertising on stations when we were around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I would love to see. Somebody draw that up. Somebody make that case study and show me that they get better results than we do. And I know it's the numbers, but there's something different about loving the show that you're into on your commute home or on your commute in or in your middays. There's something different when you have a connection with a host like that. There's just, that's intangible, right?
And all the sales guys that used to work for WJFK, especially at the end, would, especially go to a restaurant, you know, they'd walk into the restaurant owner and said, if you manage to advertise on our station, our disc jockeys will come to your restaurant and eat your food. What do you think of that?
That'll be fantastic.
And they'll talk about it.
I didn't know until they came
food.
Out. They love food so very much. And if your food is really good, they may come again and again and again and do that for you. It's all, you know, unfortunately, with this technology, that contributed to the homogenization of radio formats.
True.
And now you have
former terrestrial DJs taking B12 shots from their mom.
This is true. And, we'll never get to the bottom of why exactly she had that B12.
And she wasn't topless, for the record. And it was I want to make sure everybody knows it's on the level. Like, this is just like a medical procedure. That's the way you got to look at it.
Can I ask one last question about that, please? Is there any place in your home where there is one of those doctor's bags? Because I know that I had a physician, my uncle.
Oh, yeah. My dad still has his doctor's bag.
Is it in
he
the
has
house?
It. Yeah, it's in the house.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah, I know where it is.
Have you ever gone through it?
Oh, no.
You never have?
We had medicine around us since I was a kid that it never was like, oh, I wonder what's in there. Like, it was never our thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you prefer the recreational drugs anyway.
Well, I knew he didn't have medicinal marijuana in there, you know?
It's like, oh, hello, he's gotten into the morphine. Oscar got into the morphine again. No, he's very sleepy out on the playground.
He has his bag. And I remember as a kid when people would come over, I remember when my dad had a guy have a complete panic attack and pass out in the middle of a dinner party, one of his employees. He ended up, essing himself. It was pretty sad, the whole situation.
Lord.
But yeah, because he just had a complete panic. I think he was just super intimidated. And I remember my dad rushing upstairs, getting the bag, getting down, and making sure the guy was all right because he completely passed out. Wild, right?
Because he was just stressed?
He was there, and there was two diplomats there. I think he was just overwhelmed with the whole situation.
You know what? You know what would have helped him?
What's that?
if he got his son to give him a
B12.
All right, Paul, well, we're going to go break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to touch on a very uncomfortable subject. My my daughter and what she posted on Facebook. I want some parenting advice. We'll take a break and come back right after this. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's face facts. Everybody's got to eat. The trick is eating right. Well, it's not that tricky thanks to BlueApron.com. BlueApron.com delivers fresh, locally sourced ingredients straight to your door, along with chef-designed recipes and amazing pre-proportioned ingredients. You'll love the step-by-step recipe cards. Prep time for all the meals, 35 minutes or less. It's easier and less stressful than going to the grocery store. Meanwhile, you cook more, you're learning kitchen skills, and you're trying new ingredients. Say goodbye to frozen dinners. Enjoy home-cooked, balanced meals. Blue Apron is offering two free meals in their first week's box of meals. Just pick your plan to enjoy this offer. $9.99 per meal for two people or $8.74 per meal for families. Just visit blueapron.com/TMOS, and the offer will automatically be applied before checkout. That's blueapron.com/TMOS, and let me give you some of these meals.
Please.
Thai chicken burgers with hoisin mayo and potato wedges. Mm. Kung Pao chicken tacos.
Nice.
Center cut pork chops with caramelized onions and blue cheese grits. Five spice hanger steaks with stir fried brown rice. This is the food, the gourmet food you will get at blueapron.com/TMOS, and bon appetit, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I stewed on this as to whether to bring this to the show.
Now you're
or not,
doing a lot of stewing. How many soups do you have up there?
This concerns my beloved daughter, my oldest, and this was posted just the other day regarding the snow. And I didn't want to call her and say take that down, but it you know.
No, she's almost 20.
She's almost 20.
Almost 20, right?
She can do whatever she wants. She put a someone else's quote on here.
Okay.
And usually, she shared it.
Look, if I imagine a 20-year-old's Facebook page, you write a lot about Taylor Swift. You're
nope.
angst about maybe classes you're taking, excitement for new records that are coming out. By records, mm-hmm. I mean downloads. Maybe a concert you're going to or spring break coming up.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
What does a 20-year-old write
post,
about?
February 16th, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, right after Valentine's Day.
Snow accumulation is a lot like size.
Oh, my God.
Below 4 inches is disappointing. Between 4 and 8 is great. And anything above 8 when people start getting is when people start getting hurt. So I
well, that's good shtick.
Dear, you know, Carla in her own little way, when you know, being the stepmom.
Yeah.
Carla's the first one that
did she like
reads
it?
This. Carla has the little lift in the eyebrow going, and it was something along the lines of, would you like to see what your daughter posted on her Facebook page? And
she narked her out.
Yeah, she narked her out. This apparently comes from, do you know who this
known
person is?
Known slut.
Oh, really?
You got to bleep her last name. I have no idea.
Look, you know, as you said, she's going to be 20, and I'm you know, I'm very proud of her, and I have a great relationship. And I'm also down here in South Florida. I am not the, you know, it's not like they're going to a community college and living
no.
in my house. They're away, you know, she's away at college. Her sister, God love her, is up in
Well, you're the,
her,
you're the fun
ex-wife's
parent.
House,
you're you the know. Fun parent.
Not the fun parent. I think I was a bit of a disciplinarian to a certain extent. I think I'm smart. Come on.
They love you, that's for sure.
I was really this close to picking up the phone because Catherine's coming down here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
She's going to be down here. The parade of people coming down. My sister arrives next week. The middle part of next
finally
week.
Making it out of that snow snowdrift,
yes,
New
yeah.
England.
She's coming down there, and then it is my daughter Catherine. She comes in, and then it is my wife and our friend Suzanne. You know Suzanne.
Yeah.
You've met her.
Very sweet lady.
She's coming down to visit. And then the bringing up the follow-up will be at the end of March. My daughter Elizabeth will be making her way down. And for some reason, I think probably Jimmy Cerrito will drive his motorcycle down here at some particular time.
Jimmy.
And by the way, Jimmy, thank you for sharing with me the hysterical video from Conan O'Brien that was posted back in 1974. but it still is funny. Jimmy shared with me something he had just seen, which was Triumph the Insult Comic Dog going to the hot dog stand in Chicago, which is one of the all-time greats. So I don't know. I mean, you don't have any children. I don't know why. And Pony doesn't have any children. We don't have any other fathers here today.
What comments?
So I'm not sure
you don't say names, but what comments and how many likes?
There are just there are no comments. There are only 26 likes on this.
Can you see the likes and see how many names are rolling through that like list?
You know, this is,
are they female names or guy names? This is when you do a little sleuthing, Mike.
All right, they seem
you
like
get right in there.
They seem like, you know what? I'll go to the. I love Facebook.
Yeah, right.
Such a good,
all those pictures.
They're all youngsters. I'll see if they're anything. I'll tell you something. If I see Horny Bob Spiewak in here, I am going to fly to Virginia today.
Well, you. That's
hold
what
on. Hold on. There's one old guy there.
No.
I'm not going to mention names, but I'm checking this out.
Please. Cross-reference that old guy.
All right. Hold on.
This is what, Pony, what he's doing right now is seeing like how many creeps are actually out there.
Oh, absolutely.
This is
a creep factor 10, or is it a creep factor 5? Or is it her girlfriend being like, you go, girl?
I'm in dangerous territory here. I truly
am. Oh, you're digging, huh?
But I could. I'm going to share this with you after the show.
Oh, what about now? We'll bleep it out.
No, it's not going to happen. Oh, okay. And then, okay.
All right.
Mostly these are, here's how I'm basing it. Okay. Mostly they're boys and girls is what
boys
I'm saying.
Boys and
okay,
girls.
So these
well,
are,
give
these
me a,
seem to
give
be,
me a ratio.
These seem to be students. Okay?
50-50.
It's about 50-50. It's
all
about
right. 50-50. That's interesting.
I'm just, all I am looking for are older people.
Yes.
And I do not see... I only see one, but I will tell you something. He jumps out at me like there ought to be a sign in his front door. I swear to God.
Let's look at the gentleman, the guy.
No, we're not. We're not.
Well, wouldn't it be fun just to click through and say, okay, what is this guy doing with his life? Why is he liking this?
But I can't give specifics. That
you
would
can.
Be. It's she's going to give me enough crap about the fact that I'm doing. You met her friends that came
they're
to
great.
Jimmy's. They're
there's
all
a
very
lot of
good
fun,
kids,
right?
There's just this
healthy.
One guy. There's one guy. All right, now I got to open this up.
Oh, yeah, so you got to see what he's about.
Let's see here.
He might have like a douchey profile pic. You got. I mean, this is the guy that you got to look at, right?
Oh no, he's a student.
He is
a student. Yep.
What's he studying?
He's clear.
Phys Ed.
He's fine. He's fine. Don't ask me specific questions. He appeared to be slightly older.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What he appeared to be older right. than he was, but no, he is also a student. So it is my opinion that all the people that like this were all students,
okay.
and that's okay in some creepy way. But I
think that
I need your advice. Should I perhaps a reminder? Maybe that's not the best kind of thing to post on Facebook. You know, although it's not that bad. I mean,
yeah,
my God,
you can't
I've posted worse things.
No,
right?
you're the dad. And she's the daughter. Mm-hmm. I think that if you said something right now, she'd probably just block you. So then that would be
that. I don't want
you
that
don't want
to happen.
That to happen. So right. You got to let her live her life, right?
Yes,
but
baby.
I think there should be a throwaway, like next time you go when you go to the beach with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, "Hey, I see there's about 4 inches of sand on that beach."
Okay,
used to be
idea.
8.
That's and Jimmy just sent me another message. I'm always behind. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Jimmy. You know I love you. You know I love you. Well, I'll take this up with Catherine. We will take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. And there you go, Pony. 1-1000, 2-1000. We'll take a break. Be right back. Those are all out of phase. Those are all out of phase.
They
all
are out
those
of phase?
Songs, yes, they're all out of phase.
Damn
Thank
it.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
They need B12 shots, Mike.
They need the audio needs a B12 shot. But that's the reason that we put the redundancy in the studio, so that when Rob wasn't here, he would be able to accomplish that. So hope you're feeling better. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You need life insurance, but you haven't bought it yet. Why? No more excuses. Today's the day, and Encore will make it easy. Encore surveys the top companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. It's fast and it's easy. There's no obligation, no salesman, and it's FRWE free. Just call toll-free 866-347-5748. Encore has supported this show for so long. They've done such a great job for us. All we'd like you to do is get your free insurance quote from them. Or you can visit smartterm.com/TMOS. That's SMARTTERM.com/TMOS. You'll find the license, disclaimer, and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out as a favor to us, but mostly for yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, please do that today.
News.
HBO says it has picked up two more seasons of John Oliver's Last Week Tonight. Do you watch that show?
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
That
Look
puts
at that.
To rest any thought that Oliver would return to Comedy Central to replace Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. I get the impression that HBO, from a business standpoint, pretty savvy guys, pretty ahead of the curve. They lock a guy up really
down
good.
Down is yeah, what they did.
Absolutely. Oliver just began the second season at HBO of his critically acclaimed comedy show. HBO said it has agreed to air 35 new episodes each in 2016 and 2017. I watched the show, and I think he's good. I'm not sure I would have liked the idea of him replacing Jon Stewart. I'm not sure that would have worked.
It would have been the logical play because he had already built a following when Stewart went and directed that movie. Right. That would have made sense. His HBO show is a lot of fun, but I know a lot of people that haven't gotten into it yet. And I think they haven't gotten into it simply because I feel with Jon Oliver, you have to give him at least 2 to 3 shows to be like, okay, I'm into this.
Right.
You know,
well,
it's
well,
a different type of taste.
Michael Lombardo is president of HBO programming. He said Tuesday that Oliver's unique ability to deliver socially significant commentary week after week, along with his innate comic brilliance, puts John in a class by himself. And I haven't gotten into John Oliver, and it's only
I think
because
you'd
I
like
haven't
it.
Watched a lot of it.
Yeah.
Here's
it's
another person
liberal.
Where I'm late to the party, and I'd like you to enlighten me on this,
please,
guy, because I know you know who I'm talking about. Kevin Hart.
You please. And me are on the same train, my friend.
Explain
I'm just
Kevin
the caboose.
Hart to me.
So Kevin Hart, and this is what's strange about it. I should be more into him than I am because, and I just talked about this briefly with somebody yesterday where I said, where the F did he come from? And he's everywhere now.
He's everywhere. And I've never seen anything like it.
I enjoy some of his roles, but I don't know that I'd run to a Kevin Hart movie like the rest of America has to say, mm-hmm. hey, this is what we're doing, right?
I don't, the thing is, he arrived on the scene, I guess he was successful with stand-up, but at the same time, he got some movie roles.
Yeah.
He hasn't made, has
I
he made
don't
blockbusters?
I don't think he has, but I also don't. He might be the type of guy that, yeah, he has cut his teeth and he has worked the comedy circuit for years, but I just don't know if he's lucky or he's that talented.
Well, listen to this. Kevin Hart will make his history on August 30th when he performs a gig in his hometown of Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field.
Whoa.
That's the Eagles Stadium. Not only will that be the first comedy show at the stadium, it will be the first time any comedian has headlined an NFL stadium.
Jesus.
Kevin has performed at the city's Wells Fargo Arena, where the Philadelphia 76ers play. It has a capacity of around 20,000.
Yeah.
These are, I mean, to quote the old guy, this is Sinatra Cosby stuff. You know,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
I mean, you would get these
no,
guys.
No, I agree.
To do it.
It's epic. I see. Aziz Ansari is probably my number one seed as far as newer comics or younger comics.
Right.
But he does the, I thought it was cool when he did the Verizon Center. But a stadium.
The football stadium has a capacity of nearly 70,000 people.
Man.
And you wouldn't be booking the guy in there if he wasn't
yeah.
going to put that many people
I missed
there.
That boat, but I've tried. It's something I haven't tried on Netflix. They have a queue there that you see Kevin Hart specials, and I put him on, and I say, well, I know I'm not this old. Like, I should be laughing at some of these things, but I'm not.
Well, I read an article on him. I forgot what it was in. It might have been, you know, I got a ton of magazines that
yeah.
I read all
Golf
the time.
Golf Digest.
And he's one of these guys that, no, I read Esquire.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
and
it.
And I read Golf Magazine as well as Golf
excuse
Digest.
Excuse me. Follow
and I also read Men's Health. And hey,
nephew.
Abs in 8 weeks.
But he's one of these guys a la Piscopo that is talks about his workout regimen.
All the time?
All the time. And that, geez, to me doesn't necessarily go along with the funny. But
I like fat comedians.
We'll, yes, I do too.
Right?
I like fat jelly roll. Louis C.K., that's what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
A British TV show that will examine the death of Robin Williams is going to use a porn star to stand in for Robin during reenactments. The show is called Autopsy. There's an autopsy in this country too, that show that you know, is more of a documentary. Well, Autopsy looks at the final hours of celebrities. They've already done episodes on Michael Jackson, Elvis, Michael Hutchins, and Karen Carpenter. The guy who'll play Robin is a French actor named Alain Toudisson. He actually works as Robin Williams, as a Robin Williams impersonator, and when he's not doing porno flicks, under the name Alain Lyle. Ugh, this just seems nasty.
Yeah, and I don't want to watch that. I don't want to see how he passed away. I don't have that type, that chip in my head that says I need to know. It was tragic enough that it happened at such a young age, and he did it.
Forget,
you know,
that the British edgy stuff is, you know, sometimes they're ahead of, yeah, the curve with the nasty stuff. Unfortunately, Robin's family isn't cool with this. A source says, quote, "With each passing day, the pain for Robin's family eases just a fraction, but something as disturbing as this just takes them backwards." So I pray for them that they're able to ignore that, and that kind of sucks. Alex Rodriguez is sorry that he got caught juicing and was suspended for all of last season.
B12, baby.
Yeah, administered by Mrs. Santana. In a handwritten letter to fans, he says, quote, "I take full responsibility for the mistakes that led to my suspension. I regret that my actions made the situation worse than it needed to be. I can only say I am sorry." The Yankees are on the hook for like $60 million, and they still have to pay the guy.
And he's so sorry, Mike, that he kept doing it until they made him stop.
Yeah, he's a dick.
And what are the odds he's still taking? This is not confirmed. This is alleged. But the probability of him taking steroids just to look good at this point is so high that it's vanity at this point, right?
I know. And he goes on to say he knows people won't believe him, but it's too late for me. And I think it's too late for a lot of fans with the remorse. Yeah. He should have had the remorse at the beginning of all this. Comedy Central has just released the first promo for their upcoming roast of Justin Bieber. You know, if there's a Bieber story, I will put it in news you may not need.
Must have.
It shows Justin is shirtless. I saw some of this. And being pelted with eggs in slow motion, which was very, very funny. Obviously, this is a reference to Justin egging his neighbor's house last year when he was going through his dumb, stupid kid phase. And no, we're not convinced he's grown out of that. The roast will tape in a few weeks. This is must-see TV
for me.
Yeah, I'll
watch that.
It will air on March 30th, so check that out. I think that's going to be funny. A Krispy Kreme in Hull, England, just apologized to an ad that they ran inviting kids to KKK Wednesday.
Oh, no.
The KKK stood for, and this is the Brits doing this again, Krispy Kreme Club, because they spelled club with a K. They're cool and hip like that. The Ku Klux Klan isn't infamous in England like it is here, and they don't have a presence over there, although there are actually reports of chapters springing up occasionally. So we're thinking Krispy Kreme just didn't realize KKK had a negative connotation. Nah. But they found out fast. They posted the ad on Facebook, and people let them know quickly and loudly about the negative connotation of KKK Wednesday. So they pulled it down and apologized and said they're changing the name of the club.
Also,
changing it to Hitler's Donuts.
Oh, yes. God.
No, I'm kidding.
Can you imagine the guy putting the letters up on the actual sign, the street sign? He's like, I need another K. He's like, wait a second.
Those wacky
This isn't
Brits.
Okay.
And now a little something. 40-year-old Pamela Woods of Auburndale, Florida, shoplifted a $15 necklace from a Walmart on Sunday afternoon. We are just a couple of months away from them having one of those right in my backyard. Ooh, I can't wait. There's a decent chance that she could have gotten away with it if only Walmart bathroom floors weren't so clean and inviting. After Pamela grabbed the necklace and shoved it down her pants, she paid for her other stuff, but instead of getting out of there, she popped into the bathroom.
Mm.
And while she was there in the stall, she decided to take a nap.
Yeah.
She was awakened by a few security guards who figured out she'd stolen the necklace
and they held her until the cops came. When they got the necklace back, they all agreed that it smelled exactly like root beer.
Gross.
Necklace. We'll never be able to sell this one again. Anyway, thank you, Oscar Santana.
Thank you, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Pony Boy. That's it. Another You're Mike welcome. O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.